Blake Talibas, why are you not a professional goalkeeper?
No, I think we should actually... Can I add on to this? Who out of the four of us was most likely to go professional? And why is it me?
And why is it Antoine? Why is it Antoine? Yes, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back.
I'm back.
Everyone's back.
Everyone's back.
Everyone's back for the first time in 3 weeks now.
I kind of thought Miles was going to be here because you guys were all talking about him not being here for an assignment.
Yeah.
But he is here now.
Yeah, so. But that's the assignment.
Priorities.
Only. Don't worry.
Priorities.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to episode number 40.
Oh, my God.
Name a football player with the number
40. Number
40? I would.
No, 47.
Yeah.
Number 40 is the amount of fans that left in the 16th minute at Sheffield.
Crazy.
No, it was more than that.
They were down like 3-2 and they started leaving.
I like that. We should start doing that for every episode number. We have to come up with a stat or a player. Who
yeah, see, now
number.
I'm just going to be looking for players.
I don't know.
Number
40. I know
episode 47 going to hit like crack, baby.
Decky's 41. Right?
Yeah.
40.
I have no idea.
40.
Anyway, we'll table that.
It's okay. Well, if we think of something... but everyone, welcome back to episode number 40. We are actually in a new studio. It's probably going to sound the same, at least I hope. But we're now sitting at a circular table so we can all look at each other. To my left, I have Mr. Tan Man Stan. I don't know. Man from Florida. Stan, I don't know. Yep. Blake Talibas.
Hello. I have bronchitis.
There you go. That was not... He is an actor, but that was not acting right there. That's a real cough. And across from me... I have a good friend of mine, as always, Julian Betancourt.
Hello, Miles. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Asks them that.
Yeah. No one asks. Everyone asks, who is Miles? No one asks, how is Miles?
There you go. So was it a red eye?
No. It's an hour flight from New York.
Oh, you're in New York? Oh, that's not even a flight. That's like a...
Yeah.
It's like
I was in San Francisco last week.
You just said you were on a 5-hour.
No, last week.
That was
from
San Francisco. I know.
For reading the world, guys. There's nothing.
No, literally. Like,
this guy's just doing side quests. Why are you in New York?
New York is not even an hour flight. It's like 50 minutes.
I could walk there.
Yeah, sure. Visiting a friend.
Like,
and family.
I commute longer to Toronto from Whitby sometimes.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Honestly.
Yeah. And of course, to my right, as we finish up this full circle that is a pie. Antoine.
A pie. Wow.
Antoine Leonard. Good French friend of mine. He supports PSG. And he's a cutie.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? I think this is the closest I've been to Miles during a pod, like, ever. I could literally almost touch him.
Do you like it?
Can we try it?
We can all hold hands.
I don't know if
we can, like, we can hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
I don't
want
to grab
so
those hands.
Yeah, true. But anyways, guys, everyone, we talk about this podcast because... of the performance of our teams who field professional players. And yet we have the time to put into this podcast because we aren't professional. Now, let's get into this. Blake Talibas, why are you not a professional goalkeeper?
No, I think we should actually... Can I add on to this? Who out of the four of us was most likely to go professional? And why is it me?
And why is it why is it Antoine?
You think it's me?
I think it's
respectfully,
Antoine.
Respectfully, if I was 6 foot, I'm going pro. There's not.
Okay, but you're not. If my mom had wheels, she would be a fire truck.
Okay. Yo, what is he on?
I have no idea.
It's been a minute since the intro.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I'm not professional because.
When did you stop playing? When did you stop playing? Like, as in.
Grade 9, actually.
Grade 9.
That was my last summer.
Okay.
That was my last summer. But
Grade 9, Julian?
Yeah.
I had shit to do.
Retired
what happened
early,
to you?
Huh?
Any good reasons as to why you stopped?
Dance and. That's the only reason.
Thank you. Now, going next, across from me, Julian.
Can we do him first?
No, because he's like the star.
Wow.
He's like the friend. I've seen him. We've all seen him play footy, and I was like, honestly, he could run a trial at, like, Watford FC.
Hey, Jew's good. Jew is good. What mean
Jew? Jew is good, but when Jew I have to shag the balls, this dude is like.
Shag the balls? You have sex with the balls?
No. Shagging balls is like collecting. Oh, you guys.
Jew can hit one.
No,
Oh, he
Jew,
can hit one.
Jew has a right foot.
He can hit
Thank
one.
You, man.
He doesn't have
he
a left foot.
No, he does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But.
Julian, why are you not professional playing for Toronto FC right now?
Oh my God, Toronto!
They could use me in it.
No, they couldn't. They have a new center man.
Matty or Sean?
No. He hasn't played yet. Matty Long.
It's
no, Matt. Sean. No, is it?
It's Matty.
Matty. It's Matty.
Sean's the better one. Right?
Sorry. Go ahead. Let me, and then I'll talk.
Remember that Goldberg clip? It's not even the
good longstaff. It's the bloody ginger longstaff.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. Antoine, sorry, I'll let you finish.
No, please move.
No, you're. I asked you a question that you have.
He's
not
too injury prone. There's the answer.
That was definitely part of the reason. Yeah. In grade nine, but like definitely like,
Davey Flores. Yes. Remember the name.
Okay, I will.
He's actually 27 from Honduras.
Oh my
God. But he has 250,000 Instagram followers. Like, he's like, I don't know where we got him from, as in TFC. I know, okay, I haven't potted in a while. I'm going to shut up, but we're gonna side table this TFC discussion because they actually won a game and they're playing well. So
we'll come back to TFC.
Sorry. Anyways, yeah, it was a great night for me too. First 2 months of grade nine. It was injuries a lot, but I think mostly it's getting a little deep. I just fell in love.
Out
of
love
with the game for a little bit.
Really
there.
Fell out of love with the game. That's a shame.
Wow. That was what it was.
Okay.
Womp womp.
And I would like to go to you, Antoine.
Same thing. To me, it was just grade 12. I was very injury prone in grade 12. Like the senior year of soccer, like with high school, I would literally have to come off like almost every game because my calf would kill me. So yeah, calf issues and stamina. Stamina would been plummeting since COVID. So yeah, I just decided to let it go.
For like 4 or 5 years straight, I did track and field, I did cross country, I did soccer, like all at the same time, and I refused to stretch.
There you go.
That shit caught up with me so fast. So I actually think if I don't blame the injuries, I'm not going to be like, you know, if it wasn't for the hamstring, I'd be playing like, you know, Real Madrid right now. But I think if I did even give it like a couple more years, then the injuries would have derailed.
Hey, are the Nets back at your field?
That is a good
show. They should be.
In this kind of weather?
Bro, they should be.
We can go back.
Let me get some health.
You need to go take a look, and we have to plan that for sure.
I was literally just at Centennial yesterday, so shit, I should have checked.
Why were you there? Oh, I know why.
I'll be down.
Why do you know why? What?
Were you with someone?
Yes.
I know exactly why he was there. Anyway, so yeah,
fair enough.
Where do you want to start? Where do you want to start with this podcast?
I love that we're just turning this into like a personal life podcast.
I was shagging balls.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'm not cutting that, by the way.
Fuck you. He just got me to admit I'm gay on the podcast. That's a joke, by the way. Hold on, I love my girlfriend very much, and that's what I was with. Like,
there you go. There you go.
I stopped playing footy when I was
again. No one asked
eight me. Or nine.
I'm so sorry, Miles.
8 or 9 years old because baseball took over my life. And
fair enough. So why didn't you go?
Did you even
baseball?
Start playing football?
What?
That's crazy.
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
good question.
I was, to be fair, I was actually better at football than I was at baseball, but I liked playing baseball more.
So why don't you go professional baseball? Let's move to that.
Because then I started to fall in love with baseball.
There you go.
Because relatable. Some poor experiences on
you ever
bad
good?
Teams.
No, you know what?
I was, you know what it was? I was like, I was the perfect player that would just miss out on, like I was a good solid player. I wouldn't go to the All-Star game. Like I was a
like
really
were,
good fielder.
Like you were one of the best house league players, but you wouldn't make the rep team.
Yeah, whatever that means. Like I was a really good fielder. I didn't hit very well, but I was fast and I was good and the ball's not getting past me. Like I will sacrifice for the play. But that's a different sport. But guys, I guess should we talk about we could touch on TFC?
Oh, we have to touch on all of the things that are happening.
Touch, brother, touch.
Because Mr. Herdman took the job at TFC a couple months ago because Canada soccer is corrupt and
yes,
they have no money and they're awful. But what is not awful is the fact that TFC have 4 points in 2 games, and they have not conceded a goal yet in this MLS season.
Oh, 4 points in 2 games.
They have 1 win, 1 draw. Lorenzo Insigne looked. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't watch the game. I watched the highlights because I haven't paid for Apple TV subscription yet. But I'm thinking about it because if they play well and if Davey Flores keeps playing the way he's playing, he is a central defensive midfielder.
I say that I think our first edition of the Real Football Podcast field trip will be.
We should vlog it on something on TikTok. Just why not?
Yeah.
Or
we could do a podcast in the stands with our.
Yeah.
That'd be joke. But
anyway, so he played for Vancouver a couple years of his career, and then he was just at Fehérvár in Hungary. So I don't know, but he's like a pretty popular player. Like I saw him, he has 250,000 Instagram followers, which is.
Almost as many as you.
That's crazy.
Anyway, but no, he like he's really, really good at winning that ball. He wins that ball back so much.
He wins it so and, well.
Toronto FC fans are used to having Michael Bradley, who is very slow and not very agile. Legend of the game, legend of North American football. That's not a debate. But having this Deby Flores guy is really, really exciting. He's 27, so he's in his prime right now. But he just seems hungry from what I've seen so far. Mm-hmm. So does Lorenzo Insigne. He scored a beautiful chip goal this weekend. So if this can sort of be, like, they don't have to win MLS Cup or anything, but they can get back in the playoffs. We need a striker, yeah. That's for sure. But, man, it's looking promising.
Who's just striker signed right now?
Io Akinola or what's his name? Or Owusu.
Dude, the last striker I remember for TFC was Josie
Alfredo. Yeah, he was, and he's the last striker we've had that's actually been serviceable.
We had that Spanish guy that was really good for like a few months.
Pozuelo?
No,
not Pozuelo.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know
he was like on fire for like
a little bit, and then but he faded off. Out, yeah. We also signed Richie Larea to a permanent deal, which is great. It wasn't working out for him in England, so he came back, and I think it's a really, really good fit for TFC. He fits so well on that right side. So good things for TFC, but that's all.
And then Matty Longstaff.
And Matty freaking Longstaff.
I got that text right as I was taking off and from the city airport. You get a great view of the stadium. I was like, that's his new home.
Yeah.
If he can do, hey man, if he can score that goal that he scored against Man U and MLS. I'd be happy to have him.
I mean, he has the quality. He's just been hurt, right? So you just hope that he can get back to something.
He's had a few stints in the lower leagues of England and Scotland over the last couple years. And it's been like mixed results for him. But hopefully this big step down could be good for him. Let's be real.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't know why he's going that young to a...
Well, he's just been out. Like, he's just been out of the squad.
Are you guys signing him or just loan?
Yeah, he signed.
No, what? 2-year deal or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, good things in Toronto, but we can go back to England.
Yeah.
I hope he's just not coming for a paycheck, but we'll see.
So they love.
Speaking of banger goals and then Manchester games, Marcus Rashford.
Oof.
Okay, well, okay, here, you know what? Hold on. Before you go off. Okay, we had the Manchester Derby this weekend. It didn't go according to plan. However, that Marcus Rashford goal was something else.
Scintillating.
Yes.
But that just happened to be the only positive thing that came out of Marcus Rashford in that game.
Blood could have had a hat trick in the first half.
In the first 30 minutes.
Yeah. You guys were playing so well for the first... They were playing very well for the first...
They were playing very well counter-attacking football.
No, they were... No, they were
looking... We were looking fluid.
Fluid.
Like when we got the ball, lot we better posed than... some danger.
Yeah.
Like we were solid through the game, but the difference was after minute 20, our attackers got the ball and they had no idea how to retain it. Yeah. So
it just felt like you guys had no plan. Like you just whipped the ball into the...
absolutely had a plan. It was just...
It was poorly.
It didn't look like we had a plan when it got into the final third because we are so bad in the final third.
Exactly.
And when you're playing against Manchester City, you can't waste anything in the final third.
Of course.
And like our front three, especially without Hoyland, is so dysfunctional.
Why was he not playing?
Yeah, how long is he out for?
Is that tactical?
This should be his last game out, so he should be coming back.
Was he suspended?
And there's a little hamstring ting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hamstring ting.
Yeah. Honestly, like, say what you want about that game, guys, but was it anything other than what you expected?
Not really.
I didn't. Well, okay. I mean,
honestly,
like, I didn't think that. I didn't think Manchester United would have the lead at any point in the game. But other than that, sorry to say. But I mean, I mean, it's, you know what it is? It's like, I can't think of a good analogy right now. But it's like, you know, we all see it coming, right? It's just Manchester City's gonna do Manchester City. It's like, oh, they got scored on. Oh, like they're obviously gonna come back, right? And they did more than that. They ended up winning
3-1. They've come back and won 3-1 like 5 times.
It was the first time since 2000. It was the first time since 2014 that Manchester United lost.
Yeah,
or 9 years or something since they had lost a game that they were leading at halftime.
Yep, in the Premier League.
Yeah.
You guys know like the stat that we've never lost while leading at halftime at home in Premier League history.
Right.
So this one was a way.
Next up, baby. We're eyeing that record.
Oh, that's coming, let me tell you. But anyways.
But see, you guys are our bogey team. Like, if there's a team in the Big Six that I'm really... Okay, I'm scared to play everyone. Arsenal, but...
Bro, you are not scared.
I'm a little scared to play...
Why are you scared to play us, Blake? Tell me.
Because it's just bogey team, isn't it?
We're such a worse team than when we played you.
Yeah, I know. September. I know.
And you're such a better team.
That's true.
I'm just scared.
You think it's like a trap team?
Yeah, I can just see Rashford just skidding Benny Blanks for a second.
Yeah.
And then rifling one in.
Yeah.
Bro, he's
and then not you guys, Marcus and then Rashford you guys low right block now. For the rest of the game.
He's not Marcus Rashford right now, bro.
I mean, he just scored a goal that made him look a little bit like Marcus Rashford.
But you just
Rockus Mashford.
To be fair though, that's one way that we saw at the beginning of the year why Arsenal was struggling is that a team scores and then they just put every man. Yeah, exactly. That's one way of getting at him. But I mean, once we score the first goal, it's over for you. So
yeah, absolutely.
Hot take. I think Phil Foden's goal was better.
No.
Phil Foden's goal is better than Marcus Rashford's.
Yes, absolutely not.
No.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it's actually just delusion.
That's crazy.
It's a crazy good goal.
Also, Phil Foden, no matter what you think, if it was better or not, Phil Foden always turns up in the Manchester derby.
I know.
Absolutely.
Like,
he
every
loves them.
Time.
It was kind of nice that it was the two homegrown boys.
That is kind of cute.
That scored for their teams. And then Holland. But
yeah.
And then the Norwegian ogre.
Wow. Well, he was born in England.
That miss.
That's true.
I know, that miss was crazy.
No, 0.89 XG.
No, it was more than that. It was like 0.95.
That would make sense. But yeah. I swear I saw 0.89. Anyway,
okay. Why do you just
it's not? Just a, it should have been a
still,
goal.
It should have. Yeah, exactly. We agree that it should have been a goal.
If we were pros, we would have buried it.
I think
motherfucker just should have put his big ass head on it.
Exactly.
Any body part except the feet, honestly.
Or his hand. That would
well.
Be.
Yeah, preferably.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
She'll pull the Balotelli and just...
I know. Pull a Messi.
Hey, yeah, I was just gonna say a little chest.
You know what's crazy? This is really off topic, but I was trying to search up Inter Milan's score because I bet on a Lautaro Martinez goal, and I searched up Inter. And I guess the first club that popped up wasn't Inter Milan.
Yeah, Miami.
It was Inter Miami, and then I put Inter MI. Guess the first club that popped up Inter Miami, not even Milan. That's the Messi effect. That's crazy.
Fuck.
That's ridiculous. What?
Inter.
What about them?
Milan.
Oh. Oh, he just proved
he's got that European search engine.
No, you're just kidding. Bro, I don't know what you want.
Everyone type in Inter into their phone and see what first comes
actually,
up.
Actually, no, I think I know what you mean. It's like the, like what
the suggestion.
Yeah, the suggestion.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's going to be different for everyone, too. Like, it's not all the same.
Yeah, exactly. No. That's all a valid point, Blake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Fuck you.
Damn.
Internet.
He went like,
for me, it's.
He said, I bet.
I don't know about your take.
For me, it's internet speed test.
This guy, he always does that. Like, you'll be explaining a point, and then he'll be silent in the corner.
Yeah.
But he's looking up everything to, like, discredit your point. And he'll be like, you know, United were actually, like, dominating that game. And he'll be like, Brentford actually got 17 shots. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. They actually scored 2.3 XG. So,
so funny.
Yeah, but another stat for you. Man City had more shots than Manchester United had percentage per possession. So
yeah, you butchered that.
I know. I butchered it when I first heard the stat and I said it back to myself.
Yeah.
Percentage possession. It's a bit of a mouthful. But that's crazy.
Yeah. That's it. What's the feeling around Old Trafford right now?
It's the exact same as it was last week.
Yep.
Cool.
And the week before.
This does not
the
change
week before.
Anything. This is exactly what I expected.
So like Europa League? Is that that's
probably.
Like, there's no way that's the standard nowadays.
Oh, it's absolutely
like,
not
come
the standard.
On.
But,
and
like
genuinely, like, actually, at what point do you start blaming the manager?
Not at this
because
point.
Because it's been a long time now.
Has it been a long time?
It's
has
been
it been
a
long
a
time?
A year and a half.
Look at the team that he's playing
we
with right now,
anything.
And look at the team that he had a year ago. It's not the same team. I'm not even, like, trying to blame the injuries, but I'm talking about, like, when...
We have this...
When our best players
it's
last season...
Better,
when our best players last season was Marcus Rashford, Casemiro, and Lisandro Martinez, two of those guys have been out for most of the year, and one of them has fallen off a freaking cliff, is partying the night before training and everything. Like, it's just not... Of course, the tactics can be better. I can criticize Ten Hag without saying that he has to go, but I blame every single one of those players before I put it on him.
I'm not saying he has to go. I'm just saying there has to be a point where you stop shitting on the players. And because as Blake said, there was no, or whoever said it, no plan. Like, it doesn't look like you guys are trying to accomplish anything within
in
the
this game.
Game
there was absolutely a plan, but this is the thing. Like, people be complaining about Ten Hag and said, like, I want him, like, why do we have no style of play, why are we not playing the beautiful football that Erik Ten Hag has promised? Let's bring in Julian Nagelsmann, who is basically a German version of Erik Ten Hag, who's going to run into the exact same problems. And this is what I say: you put Scott McTominay at center attacking midfielder, are you going to play beautiful possession football? Absolutely not. You play Victor Lindelof as your left back. Are you going to play slick attacking football? No.
You have Johnny Evans playing in general.
You have Johnny Evans playing at center back. You missed out, or you don't have your ball playing center back anymore.
In all fairness, he's playing well. Johnny Evans. He's not bad.
He plays okay.
He's Johnny Evans.
It's Johnny.
Also, not to mention that you guys are playing Manchester City. Like, it's not some like shitty ass team that where you can input that gameplay for the whole entire game. They're so fucking good. Like, that's just gonna happen when you play an insanely good team.
Like you can't put it on Ten Hag about the game this weekend, because
for this game I'm not putting.
Yeah, this game it's an off.
Well, it's the front three who are actually doing pretty well, and then
but there's expectations just, still. Like, let's be honest.
I think the worst part is that you have to go away to Man City and just sit back. I think that's the worst part, because I think you can be okay with like being a little more defensive minded or setting up a little more defensively in the game. But in my opinion, you played the game like a bottom half team.
But like,
and like Liverpool and Tottenham and Arsenal and even like a Brentford maybe, or like a West Ham who's not West Ham, but someone trying to, you know, challenge like a Villa. I just don't think their immediate reaction is low block. And you guys immediately, like the first 5 minutes, you're all, and I know you had spells of possession, I'm not saying you didn't, but you guys set up low block. I'm not even saying that's the worst thing you had to do. I'm not even saying that's the wrong thing to do. I'm just saying, how the mighty have fallen. Because for you to go to Man City and set up low block, like, it's not embarrassing, but it's not the way you want Manchester United to go into any game.
Absolutely. But like, of course, like big picture, like, I like twist my arm, like, yeah, it's absolutely not where Manchester United should be. But dog, like, I'm so numb to that saying, dude, like, because we've been saying the same thing for five, nearly 10 years. That's not how Manchester United should be playing. And so then you go into like, okay, what do you do to change that? And like, Ten Hag, like, whatever, like, you put the blame on him, but like, the fact of the matter is he doesn't have the tools to play a beautiful brand of football that he should and is very capable of employing. He just does not have the tools. And when he insists on playing a good style of football with players that can't play a good style of football, then you get our first two games of last season when we got pumped 4-0 by Brentford. And the last time that we tried to play that beautiful football and expansive football and aggressive football against a big six team was against Liverpool last season, and we got smacked 7-0. So the best thing that a manager should do when they absolutely want points, and especially when the pressure is on them to keep their job, you set up the best way possible with the tools or the players that you are given. And that's exactly what Ten Hag is doing at the moment. And yes, it's not pretty, but that's because of the players on the field and their ineptitudes, and some of them not even being there. We looked, the best that we've looked this season was when our full team was healthy for like a game or two before Sandro Martinez got injured, before Højlund got injured, before everyone. So that's my take. And
that's fair. Like, that's fair. Oh, I don't know. I'm God. Just, I'm calling fraud watch a little bit here.
Cause this, like, also like, Who would you bring in to replace Ten Hag?
Well, I'm not saying he should go. I'm just saying, like, if he keeps it up like this, it's not looking good.
So is Poch on fraud watch?
Poch has been on
fraud watch. Poch is absolutely on fraud watch.
But it's the same situation. Not to the same extent, but I don't know. It's actually different. Like, if anything, Poch should have even more slack. Because Chelsea was a mess before he came here. I know so was United, but I know they're not getting results, but their whole team is like an average of 21 and a half years old. So if you really want to talk about someone who deserves some slack and deserves some time and maybe deserves some criticism as well, but his team is young as shit. And there really aren't any expectations on them anymore at all. They just need to get back into the top six. So how do they do that? Is it give Poch more time? Is it sign another 50 players? I mean, I don't know. But
that is the thing. With Pochettino, I think people just recognize that it's probably not the same problem. I'm seeing a lot more hate towards the owners nowadays with Chelsea fans. And then, like, also, we just know that Chelsea as a whole is a mess. You take out Poch, you put in, I don't know, like, De Zerbi. Like, do things get better? No. You know? Yeah.
They put Graham Potter in, who is one of the most informed managers in Europe, and you saw how that went.
I still hated that appointment. That was so weird.
Well, I mean, he was performing really well. He had Brighton performing just as well as De Zerbi has them performing, and you saw what happened. Like,
but that's just the thing. Like, if there was a good option that I was obsessed with for Manchester United's next manager, then like I'd be a little more on board. But there's just no one out there right now. Zidane wouldn't want to come. Nagelsmann is the freaking coach of Germany right now, so earliest would be here by July. De Zerbi, I think, is a little bit of a fraud. I'm not gonna lie. And then who else? Xabi Alonso's obviously not gonna come.
Jose.
Who?
Jose.
Jose Mourinho. Oh my god! Can you imagine? Hell fucking no.
I'd be so here for it. The meltdown.
I would be so.
I'd just be so here to, and I just go straight to Mark Olbrich's channel.
Oh my god, that'd be insane.
That'd be the best.
I think Jose Mourinho needs to step away from football altogether.
Honestly, should become a pundit.
Oh, honestly, great god. Show.
Bro, imagine a Jose Mourinho podcast.
Yeah, you could just.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
God, that'd be like
insane. Y'all seen that guy on TikTok? The guy who impersonates him? Fernandinho.
Yeah.
The drunk Kevin guy. De Bruyne.
That one Mourinho.
If they play.
So good.
Football heritage.
That's
fair. Fucking love him as a character, bro. But it's like he had me. You know that meme of like when he came into Manchester United and then when he left, like his hair's all scruffy.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he aged 20 years. That was me by the end of Jose Mourinho, too. Like I was so sick and tired.
Three Premier Leagues for me.
I love not having to worry about a manager.
Respect.
Yeah.
I love winning every away game 6-0. I'm just so happy I don't have to be where you are anymore.
You love winning Champions League games, too?
I do.
Can I be honest? Like, if I was a betting man, which I am, I'd so put money on Porto.
Really?
Wow.
No, that's
we're not getting into this. We're not getting into this.
It is my bias, but like
don't ever bet on your own team. That's the number one rule.
I only bet on my own team. Like,
he said he's betting on. Yeah.
I feel like I bet on my own team. Like,
do you want to know why I bet on my own team and why I think
that's what you do?
You want to know why I think you should always bet on your team because that's the team you watch the most. You know more about them than any other team.
That's true. You know what you should do though. You bet on the team they play against because if they lose, then you're happy.
It's like a hedge bet. It's a hedge bet without betting on my own team.
It's happiness insurance.
The bet I get is happiness.
Exactly.
But
I mean, if you think that Arsenal getting knocked out and winning your bet is better than is happiness, and
he doesn't. He thinks I want them to lose. Like he thinks.
No. I don't. I just think that like even if I did win a bet and Arsenal got eliminated, like
nah. You know what it was? You know what it is? He's gonna lose an FPL, so he's
it's just not. Do you want to do a quick FPL roundup right now?
I'll have it up.
So it was, you know, I was like what 150 points back.
It was an interesting week.
You were 150 points back?
150 points
back. You were not 150 points back.
150 points back.
You were like 40.
Okay. Maybe not. But anyway, so we'll go through.
It's for the story.
So I won this week, by the way. Naturally, because I am legendary.
Wow, you did better than everybody?
I did better than everybody. So
name your team again.
In first place was Robin Your Percy.
This week.
Okay. With 79 points. And, my captain of Ollie Watkins got me 26.
You've been riding with Ollie Watkins, and it's been working.
He always gets captain.
Why would I captain Holland? That's such a. Why would I captain Holland?
Leading point scorer in FPL Watkins this season.
Is he?
Yeah.
You know, I woke up. The deadline on Saturday was 8:30. Yeah. I woke up at 8:27.
Oh my god!
And then I got my transfer in the last minute, and then I tried to put Saka as my captain, and it didn't fucking register.
That's crazy.
Okay, I don't think it really made a difference. Points, but number points. Two, guess who's number two of for the week? Antoine.
Thank you.
Solid 77 points, his highest point getter being Phil Foden, which I also had. His captain did not work out this week, but he had a very, very solid week.
Did you captain Holland?
Yeah.
Yeah. Phil Foden say it worked. It's
Phil
not
Foden
like,
got 50 points like for us. It's crazy. Bro.
50 points. Foden's on 2 weeks in a row. 11 points last week and 15 points this week. What a dog.
Jew with a solid 72 puts him in third place for the week. No player for Julian got below a 2. He has 2 players with 2 and everyone else is above a 5. Very solid week. You just didn't have
consistent big, performance.
You just didn't have the big high scores.
Which, I didn't have the hauls.
And much. Then we have Rice Baby Miles Alberga, who is still in third place overall. However, he finished with 66 points this week, saved by a Saka captain, might I add.
Well, I mean, so what's the difference between you two overall?
So
now?
I was 2 points ahead of him as of yesterday, but after the Arsenal boys played, it is a bit different now. So I think my calculations are right. So he's 2 points ahead of me now, or I'm 2 points ahead of him now, but he made up, what is this? Like 5 points of ground above me. So I think I'm 5 points behind him now.
Amen.
Which is nothing.
It's tight at the bottom.
It's nothing, dude. You're basically tied.
Right, hey, I'm now. Coming for. I'm coming. Don't worry.
And now you're gonna.
I'm
not gonna give away your strategy. But now we got.
I'm going for you too. We got some game. Things coming up. I don't
we
know.
Got a double game week coming up.
Yeah.
We'll
see. Yeah. Little Carlton Morris. Little Carlton Morris.
Triple this, the double game. Wait, I think the double game week's in 2 weeks, right? Yeah.
No, it's next
is
week.
It? No, it's in 2 weeks.
No, we have fuck next is week is this week is the blank. Next week is the double.
Is it right? Okay, yeah. Because we were talking about we might have to free hit or wild card.
For me, I might take a -12 because
that's crazy.
I don't want to free hit -12 because okay. Dude, literally this week I have like 6 players blanking.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's bad.
But anyway, I want to talk about Arsenal. I tried to allude to it already, yeah. But. How did it feel watching that masterclass in class?
I didn't really
literally
didn't
just
really
focus
watch
on
it.
FPL. Like,
yeah,
every,
actually,
every corner, every free
and Miles
kick, I'm
got
like,
so pissed.
Yo, he was so pissed when Saka was doing nothing.
No, it wasn't. No, he wasn't Saka. It was pissing me off.
He was
no. So
was,
instantly, I go like, "Who got the assist? Who got the assist?" And he's like, "Motherfucker!
Oh,
stop!
I just think I think the integrity, I think the integrity of football is getting ruined by Premier League. That's all I can say.
So, what about when Saka scores for England? At the World Cup, and a Tottenham fan celebrates him.
I'm super happy when Saka scores, no matter what.
Never mind.
So, what about at the World Cup when Harry Kane would score? Would you get a? Well, like, would you celebrate? Yeah, I think you'd celebrate.
I would celebrate. Because, I would celebrate because I'm an England fan.
You're an Eng.
See, but hey,
Mr. Worldwide.
Hey, boys, are we surprised?
At the end of the day, Ricky.
What?
So, who'd you rather win, England or Canada?
Or Jamaica.
Cameroon.
Or Cameroon.
Or Cameroon. Or no, saying, is there another one? We're missing one.
Yeah, the Sharks.
Israel.
Or the Sharks.
Probably Jamaica.
Jamaica.
I'd be dumb.
Oh my god. That's, why are you so good at that? You right is that? Big bomb clouds, you know, but see how oh anyway. 6-0 Arsenal against
what do you have to say?
Who did they play? I don't even know.
Sheffield United.
It was Sheffield. It literally was an hour ago and they scored within the first 10 minutes and then they scored again and then the Sheffield fans left after 20 minutes and I was like, it's gonna be one of those days. They won 6-0.
I'm sorry. Bro, ungrateful fucks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
After 15
yeah, that's
minutes.
Like, halftime, if you're down 5-0, maybe.
Like, okay, we're watching here from across the pond.
I don't think...
And
if my
we're
team
like,
is down 10-0, I'm not leaving.
But are you? Do you support Sheffield?
Us here? No, because we are going to have, at max, probably like a handful of opportunities in our lives to go to Premier League games.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Oh, my God. Go suck Jamaica's dick
or
something.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Most of us... are only going to have a handful of opportunities to go to Premier League games in our lives.
Should I just be like
dog.
Blake when
seeing you leave after goes, 15 minutes, bro? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Well, especially in Sheffield. There's nothing else to do in Sheffield.
What were we going
to
say about
yeah, what the hell else?
No, like your reaction whenever something that goes your way and doesn't go anyone else's, you always hit them with that. He hits him with that. Yeah.
It's my go-to.
But yeah, that's disrespectful to Sheffield, dude. And also, like, I've seen podcasts with players that have openly talked about how when the fans leave, it affects the team's play on the field.
At least stay the first half.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
At least.
Well, think about it. If we go to a Raptors game and they're down 25 at halftime, you're going to stay past halftime. If they're down 25 at the third quarter.
I've seen them. I was live when, remember that game a couple years ago, they came back 30 points on the Mavericks?
Yeah.
I was there for that live.
W.
And my brother asked me if I wanted to leave, and I was like, I'm never leaving.
See, I left early. I was with the X one time at a Milwaukee Bucks game. They were around 20 by like 10 minutes in the fourth quarter. They came back, but they still lost. So I was like, but I was falling on the train screaming. I was like, fuck, we shouldn't have left, damn it. But yeah, hey, that's the beauty of sports. Winning 6-0, sometimes you don't win 6-0.
Well, I guess
like
United.
Yeah. Like... But not much to say. We're at that point of the Arsenal season where like they're really, really good and there's nothing else to say.
Kind of all the things that we need to talk about is just what Chelsea, what Liverpool and Man City are doing.
Huge game next week.
What are you talking about?
Huge game next week.
Huge game tomorrow.
This title race.
What's tomorrow?
PSG.
Champions League, right?
Yeah.
PSG.
You meant Porto?
We'll get to our preview.
Please.
Oh, you were talking about...
No, Liverpool literally, please, City. Please, God, Liverpool and make City Arsenal go tomorrow? Through in the Champions no, League tomorrow. Next week. Please.
I will laugh so hard.
Wait, what did you say please for?
If Arsenal don't go through, he'll laugh so hard. And I'm saying please. I hope they
go through. If Arsenal go through, we might play each other.
That's true.
It's getting closer and closer by the draw.
Fuck, guys.
The next draw is the draw for the table too.
So if you guys then
just explain to me, how we play like that and not go through.
Yeah.
In a week, just explain to me how that's even a possibility.
That's true. That's what I was saying in the podcast when you
still want to bet on.
Stop, bro.
Get it.
If you guys draw each other, one of you will be going to the semifinals.
Oh, don't do that.
Can we please watch live?
Yeah.
Please watch live together.
I'm going to I'm not going to be a dickhead.
Best thing.
Miles might be a dickhead.
It's that time in the competition where
with Miles
and
is really fun.
And if it's during our Tuesday class, can we agree we're not
We're skipping it.
We're not going but we're watching it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Miles fucking watched Northland Derby together one time, and we went tried to go to a bar and it was closed, blah blah blah. We ended up just watching in my dorm and it was such a good time. You remember that?
Yeah, of course I do.
That was a really fun time.
No, watching you need to catch me in the right mood. Like catching me at 9 in the morning.
I feel like that's commuting. Always.
Yeah, no, I can be like that sometimes. But I'm looking forward to that. Antoine. Here's the thing. I'll get pissed off if Antoine starts to be just a straight dickhead about our if we were to play. Just a straight dickhead. I hate people like that. I don't think he will be. People will blatantly when you're playing their team, they will just blatantly hate on your players and stuff out of nowhere, and it will piss me off.
I do not like a lot of PSG players.
Part of the game. I wouldn't shit on you if it was 0-0. There'll probably be a little bit of trash talk if we were
winning. The enemy.
But I'm sure you would trash talk us if we guys were winning too.
But also at the same I don't know. I'm gonna be.
I'll bring boxing gloves to that game just for no particular reason.
You don't deserve it.
You know what we should do?
Oh my god! Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
If those two teams play, we should watch the game in a rage room. So two or one of us, when something goes wrong,
there have to be drinks, bro.
Oh my god, Marcelli got hurt. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah,
he limped off today.
Who?
Marcelli.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
I think he's okay. He'll be all right. I think he will be all right. I hope so.
Because Thomas Partey came back today too.
Yeah.
Good to see him, man.
Are you coming tomorrow to class? Watching PSG?
Yes.
I might.
Come.
Jesus. Definitely no talk back for that one.
I honestly feel like shit and I have rehearsal and I have I have so much.
Should I go? I was considering not going.
Oh, PSG?
For the PSG game, bro.
I promise you, mark my words, tomorrow, no.
Why don't we all just skip and come over to my place? Skip class tomorrow and come to the Talabas household. Also known as the Talabas Bowdoin Hill household. Also known as Talabas Bowdoin Hill apartment.
Want to order some food?
Yeah. I'm always down. I need to stop spending money, but money's a social construct anyway. So, and my bet's gonna hit today.
Money comes and goes, right? Always come back into your account at some point.
Maybe I know. Hey, I got a photo shoot soon. Gonna get some money from that.
Atta boy.
Yeah. Atta excited. Boy. Red carpet too. Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna wear, but
love that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
What week?
But I'm sick. But whatever.
Yeah. What do we think of the new Champions League UEFA? Oh,
yes. I low-key love it.
I kind of like it.
That's what I'm saying. I saw the video and I knew this was going to come on the pod and I thought about you and I was like, low-key, this format, it's not even bad. It's cool.
The way that Miles mentioned it to me today, I was like, oh, this guy hates it. And I was ready to come on here hot take. I really love the Champions League format. But I'm glad to see you two.
I thought it was 48 teams. It's like just four more teams.
Miles, you don't like it, do you?
Is it not?
I don't know. You know what it is?
36.
Yeah, so it's four more teams than it usually is.
Yeah.
That's like...
And it's...
Still not enough space for United.
Games. It's what? Wait, two more...
It's eight games. Two more games, and then everything else is the same.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah. To be honest,
it like is, but it's two more games, but it isn't for some teams because some teams get a bye.
Some teams get a bye.
Some teams get a bye, like into the.
Oh yeah, top eight teams.
Yeah, top eight makes it.
They make it.
They get a bye, right?
Let me give you my pros and cons because I have it worked out a little bit in my head. All right, pros, we will have. You guys remember in the World Cup when it was Costa Rica, Japan, Germany, and Spain. Where that whole game, everything switched.
Yeah,
fun. We can have that, which will be
true.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Especially in the last few games where it's like...
When they all play together.
They're all playing and switching.
If the last match day of like those like games are on all at the same time, like they do in the Premier or in the big leagues, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the cons is that, one, it's something we've never seen before, but also it's like I'm worried about how it's not fair that you don't get to play every team, yet you still face up against them in the league, in a sense that what we have now is that you get drawn from a pot and then just get put and then you play everybody. So it's more fair in that sense. But yet again, for me, it's just, you know what? Honestly, I think for all of us, we just need to see it happen. And then we
can kind of like the NFL format, right? It's like, you don't play everybody, but the teams that,
well, in the division, you do,
there's like
a
difficulty like coefficient, right? So like some teams are in a certain pot.
That's
so, like,
fair.
Everybody will have like the same like difficulty of fixture, same amount of home games and away games.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing.
Like, they're not gonna throw City, Barca, Real Madrid, Arsenal in the same pot.
Well, we don't. Yeah, true. Unless
they're in the same group. Like, I don't think they would.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
no, they won't. So I'm a big enjoyer of it. Honestly.
Same. Well, big enjoyer. I'm like cautiously, no, I'm optimistic. Not even cautiously optimistic.
I think of it as if we were going from that to the group format we know now, if the group format we have right now was the new thing coming, I think we'd be less hyped.
Fair.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
My question is that do you play, you said there's eight games, do you play four teams twice?
No. Eight different teams.
Eight, so you home, play different
four
teams.
Yeah.
Four home, four away.
See, like that's, but yet again, like it goes back. I mean, it's cool. So you get to play a lot of teams, but it's also like, it's like, oh, what if we got City away? That'd be so unlucky because then we could have played them at home. Like, we won't play them, but like, you know what I mean? Like, the home and away, just like luck of the draw, I guess.
Yeah.
I suppose.
It's just, yeah, I just need to
be luck in Champions League, though. It's a draw. It's,
yeah. It really like, City always getting Copenhagen. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Like, sometimes you'll get lucky because you don't have to go away to another good team. Sometimes you'll get unlucky because...
Well, no, but in Champions League, you have to go away. No matter... Well, yeah, you have to go away.
I know, but sometimes you'll get unlucky with the teams that you have to go away to.
Right.
Are you sure it's four different teams? Eight different teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in a full format.
So, I mean, I guess... The whole point of these changes is to expand and grow the game and gain interest. Obviously, it's
also like the video they put out today was a big like they put a big emphasis on like sporting merit.
Yeah, they
everybody's in on sporting.
They
merit.
They said it's based on sporting merit. Like, what does that even mean?
Well, it's basically like, you know, like the Super League teams don't want to lose their spot ever,
right?
Because they founded it.
Yeah,
you know, so like if Real Madrid,
so it's not four. It's not the top four anymore.
Top five.
No. If it was the Super League. So remember like the Super League?
Yeah.
Back then, like their 12 founding teams never want to be relegated.
Yeah.
And now like their new format that they're promoting, like it's like kind of the same, but not really.
But also...
But like Champions League is simply like it gets reset every season. It's what we have now.
So I'm going to take note of though, I don't think there are any teams that get pushed down to Europa when they come third.
I think I think the teams that lose in the...
Yeah, they didn't mention that. The teams that lose
in the Champions League, do they drop down?
The teams that lose in the playoffs
go down to
the round of 16. Yeah. I don't know if they go down. They didn't mention that.
That would make sense because I don't know.
Because Champions League is round of 60. I mean, the Europa League is round of 32.
Yeah.
Because there's a playoff in Europa League now, but then there is also the third.
How many teams? Okay, let's do math. How many teams in Europa League?
Also 36.
36? Eight teams go.
So eight teams go, so there'd be 16 in total, right?
Oh, no, I don't think anyone drops anymore.
Yeah, me neither. I think you're just
No, wait. So Europa League, so there's six, there's eight that goes through automatically, right? Yeah. So that's eight through. Eight teams play each other in a playoff.
Yeah.
That's four going through. Right? And then you have
No. That's eight going through. 16 teams played.
Yeah, 16. Oh,
16. Teams.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Because it's there's 30, okay. 16.
Oh, I see, 8, I see. 16, yes, 24. Yes.
That makes more sense.
So yes. And then 25 to 36 automatically get dropped.
Yes. So in that case, it's because before it was 32, top two go, which makes it 32 divided by two is 16, which makes it.
But then that makes 32 teams.
16 teams go through. 16 teams go through, and then.
Yeah.
No. Europa League was bigger.
You got it.
Europa League was 48 teams.
Was it? I don't want to spread misinformation on the pod. I'm pulling up the video.
What am I chatting about? No, it was. It was 48 teams. It was bigger than the Champions
League. Do you have the video, Antoine?
Yes.
Okay.
No, just what's the old Europa League?
Huh?
Because why is Europa League 32?
Okay, so I thought they said...
The Europa League format right now. Why is Europa League format 32? Because the third place team... So this the... How many groups are there in the Champions League? Eight? There's eight groups.
Yes.
8, 16, 24, 32. So eight teams from... So 24 teams make it through.
The 2024-25 season is the start of an exciting new era.
I'm not talking about this, though. Champions League, UEFA Europa
League, and UEFA Conference League. Let's review.
Taking part in the competitions, though, remains open and based on sporting merit.
What do you mean sporting merit?
Next season,
if you qualify in your league, you make
it. Okay.
Will be replaced by a league phase featuring 36 teams in each of UEFA's three men's club competitions.
36.
It was 48 in Europa League, that's what I'm saying.
Two from each of the four seeding pots, playing four However, in the UEFA Conference League, each team plays only six opponents, one from each of the six seeding pots. Teams that finish in positions 1 to 8 qualify directly for the round of 16. Teams ranked 9 to 24 must face each other in a knockout playoff round to join the top eight in the round of 16. Teams in positions 25 to 36 are eliminated from all competitions.
So it's 11, 15, and 8.
He actually raised his hand first.
Sorry.
So
my original point, there's 48 teams in the old Europa League format, in the old Conference League format. That isn't happening going forward, but in the old, there's 48 teams.
So the current one?
The current one that is right now, there's 48 teams in both of those two less competitions, those two competitions. The top two from each, 24, go through. However, that's why the eight teams from the Champions League drop down, which makes it round of 32. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to clarify.
Okay.
So no one's dropping.
No one's dropping because it's all 36.
Yep.
I like that more.
Yeah, dude, I don't care. Yeah. If I'm on the Champions League and I'm supposed to be in, I don't care.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm in the Europa League.
Like it's like a consolation prize. Like, you still don't want to win it. Exactly. But.
Sure. It's like, as a team, you make as much winning the Europa League than you do making the round of 16 of the Champions League.
Yeah. Then again, though, it does give incentive for teams like Sevilla to, you know.
Yeah.
Now they can't just drop into the Europa League and win it. No more Europa League
merchants, yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know.
My only gripe with it is the direction that football is going in, as in the amount of games that they're making players play. Yeah. So.
Well, in reality, it's an extra two. It'll be a potential extra four.
Yeah.
Because the knockout games.
The playoff.
So yes. Everyone plays an extra two, and the playoff is an extra two.
Is the playoff a two-leg game?
It shouldn't be.
I think it should be. Let's hear it.
In the knockout phase, all ties are contested home and away, culminating with a single leg final. In the new league format, every match, every goal.
No, we have to rewind.
This is all PR. Position in the
ranking. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Two leg.
Yeah. Okay. So potentially four teams. This one's not even that bad, but like, just the direction that it's going in. Like, say, like, have you seen, like, have you heard that they want to change the Club World Cup? They want to, like, expand it.
I genuinely could not care less.
Well, you should care because there's going to be like way more teams from Europe and from everywhere competing.
See, this is what we're talking about. More unnecessary games.
Oh, like I'd rather them.
This is like a Nations League.
Like they want to make it like they want to make the Club World Cup like a relevant trophy.
Mm. Yeah.
So like, you know how there's only like one team from Europe in the Club World Cup right now, and it's the winner of the Champions League.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's how it should be.
Why not? Like, but it's now it's like,
of course, like, why not? Like, I'll enjoy the Club World Cup more now. Like, if I could see, you know, freaking like Newcastle versus Almeria.
Nah, like, but that's
dumb. Welcome it. Like, sure, yeah. Whatever. TFC versus freaking like
Man United.
Imagine that, eh? It's happened before. But just like the amount of strain you're putting on the bodies is like ridiculous. And then it also means that the bigger teams are going to buy up more depth. And then that's going to take away from the smaller teams, therefore making even more of a monopoly that you have now.
Yeah, no, so it's not a good idea.
Yeah. So I just hope we're careful in that way. But I like this format.
True. Honestly. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. What else we have? We also have Paul Pogba getting banned.
Sucks. End of an era, even though he hasn't played football in a month or a year.
That's crazy.
But
yeah,
Paul Pogba banned for 4 years. He said,
you cheat, sucks. Get kicked. Hit the door.
Snitches get stitches, or cheaters get beaters.
What's your opinion, Antoine?
I mean, to be honest, look.
We're looking.
He didn't do it. He didn't do it.
Okay, clearly.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, something came out.
He definitely did it.
I don't know.
Really? This is one of the most valuable, like, organizations in the world. I'm sure that they did a thorough process.
It's also Pogba. Like, what does he have to? His career in the last 5 years has been terrible. So,
what did he take?
I think it was like a pre-workout supplement or something. That's what he's saying, which obviously got to take with a pinch of salt. But like, dude, for 4 years, I think almost 100% he's gonna peel it, and then it's gonna come down to like 2 years.
I always say, usually is a reason that these things happen. Like, they're usually not just scapegoating someone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
What could have been with him, right?
I know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he won a World Cup. I'm going to be grateful for that.
But he's supposed to do so much more. You know?
World Cup's, he won a Europa League.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, never mind. His career saved. He won Europa League, guys. I'm kidding.
Did he win Champions League? No.
No, he made it to the final one time. Damn, man. On his day, FC. He's the team captain. Like,
he is, bro.
He's the star player of on his day, FC. Crazy. Mm. How old is he now? Like 30? 31?
Probably older. Yeah, he has
Henry in the Champions League.
I'm saying 34.
I don't think. No, he's not age. That old, dude. He's not that
He's 30.
Old. He's 30. What? So, well, even if he serves a full 4 years, like, it's not like he'll be a corpse when he comes back. I think he'll go to like Saudi Arabia if or when he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Done for him at Juventus, obviously.
Yeah.
For sure.
Man.
Whatever happened to the Russian league? Remember when Zenit
and CSKA?
CSKA.
Like, attacking Ukraine happened?
Oh. Forget about that. Like, Zenit has a good TikTok.
They do.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's very tough, Blake.
Yes. I mean, especially when you have people like, who's the guy who went to jail for stabbing the Dutch
Quincy
guy?
Quincy Promise.
Especially when you have people like Quincy Promise in that league.
Quincy Proms.
Yeah.
I should make my next video about him. Yeah. What do you guys think I should make my next video about?
I don't care.
Jean-Pierre Adams.
Make
that
it on
video
would
have been so good.
Make it on. Do something about Ten Hag, bro.
That's what he always does, though.
Okay.
Damn.
What? No, it's great, but it's like you can't just keep.
You did one, didn't you?
I did a video about Manchester United a little recently. My opinions haven't really changed from that.
Yeah. Movie, so. What about?
Is it hot here? It's just me.
It is hot here.
You're shining a little bit.
It's because I probably have a fever, to be honest.
Shiny a little bit.
I need to take time off. I need to go home.
Are we coming over tomorrow?
See how you feel. Yeah, text us.
I'm like dying right now.
Just let us know later.
You know what I'm in the mood for? Get like some Papa John's or something.
You can get PBJs. I'm going home to go over dances. Like, fuck.
What do you mean you're going home to look over dances?
You're what, like, do you mean? I have to go get a costume and get ready.
No, I mean like for tomorrow.
Oh.
For
the game. Nothing for tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, Papa John's. You want to go like, tomorrow? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right.
Well, guys.
I think we'll end this before Blake combusts.
Yeah. I look really hot, don't I?
Yeah, it's okay. You know what? In both we've had our fair share of sicknesses on this pod, me included. But guys, thanks so much for listening. A bit of a just off the dome, you know, we're getting back into it, the four of us, to finish strong for the year.
I'm so sorry, Liverpool fans, we didn't cover your last minute winner.
Oh no.
These guys were very salty about it.
I'm so pissed.
Bro, oh, here he goes. Here he goes.
Bro, why didn't they just clear the ball?
This is ridiculous.
They literally, all they had to do was kick the ball out. But he tried to dribble it out. Look what happened.
Darwizzy, bro. What a legend.
Yeah, he was only on your bench, pussy.
No, I sold him.
Mine.
He's on his bench. On my bench.
Oh. Yeah, he's on your bench.
Not even like I had him in FPL. Like, I was just saying the meme. But he thinks I celebrated.
You did.
I didn't celebrate, bro. I sent his name in all caps.
Liverpool.
Yeah, sending his name in all caps is celebrating.
No, it's not, bro.
I've never seen Miles type in all caps.
Because life is, yeah. Well, like, you don't see me. I'm not making fun of anyone, but 6-0 Arsenal. Like, there's nothing that would make me want to type in caps.
Well, 6-0 is honestly a really boring result.
Yeah.
Unless it's like 7-0.
I don't know. If you guys want me to.
What if you won the Champions League, would you type in all caps?
I mean,
or does that trophy not really matter to you since the Prem matters more?
I will throw this chair at your forehead, dude.
I can't believe you said that. We've never won it.
What?
We've never won the Champions League.
I understand that.
I think winning the Premier League is more of like a it's more of an indicator of how good of a team you are. That's my opinion. Yeah. But winning the Champions League would obviously be better to you.
Don't get me wrong, like it'd be amazing. It's just like, I don't know, there's something about it that when you play
Sharks Stanley Cup or Arsenal Champions League?
Arsenal, every day.
Well, yeah, he wants the Leafs to win the Stanley Cup, too. Of course he's going to pick Arsenal.
Yeah. But talk about the San Francisco Giants, though. Woo.
Have fun with Chapman hitting 230 with
exactly.
A strikeout every two at-bats.
Yeah.
In 1 year, I'll do
it. That's okay. That usually signals that it's almost time to end it off. But
we're in the deep end.
Yeah. But anyways, thanks guys so much for listening. As I was saying before, you know, we're just getting back into it as we gear up and ready for a busy week in school. Busy weeks in school, bro.
Multi-time editing talks.
But we're gonna try and work our way around it. But we do have some exciting footy coming up. We obviously have Champions League coming back for the next 2 weeks. Arsenal playing 2 weeks, right? Or next week, right? Yeah. For Porto, that's exciting. And obviously we have next weekend. I guess next time we'll be seeing you guys will be after the Liverpool City game, which is massive.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Quick prediction.
Yeah, I like that. Quick prediction. Wait, home or away? For who?
For a couple games.
They're going to Anfield.
They're going to Anfield?
Okay. 1-1.
So boring.
I know.
So
hey, that's you asked for my prediction. I gave it to you.
And then we'll come back. One team will win by a goal, and it'll be like, I was close.
I am feeling a 2-2.
4-0 City.
Okay. Wow.
True. It's kind of Liverpool's kids.
It is.
Oh.
It's what?
Have so many people injured, Liverpool. Eh?
It's in Liverpool.
Though. I'll City. Personally give you a blowy if they win 4-0.
2-1 Liverpool win. It's a story.
Antoine didn't even realize.
And they go on to win the title.
You give me a blowy, I'm down.
Whoa! How's your girl doing on strike, by the way?
Struggling.
What?
She likes going to school, so.
Oh, right. They're at York. I forgot.
Yeah.
True.
Actually, a little FPL update. I'm on 78 points because one of my players didn't play, and Charlie Taylor came in for 1 point.
W. All
right. Without further ado, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
We out.
Thank you, everybody.